Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary. Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Today's episode has been sponsored by Jay McLachlan. Jay McLachlan is a timeless lifestyle brand with incredible style and a spirit of connection. I am obsessed with Jay McLachlan and have been so honored that they are sponsoring my Zibbyverse tour. It just so happens that the tour goes to so many communities and areas of the country that have Jay McLachlan stores. And I love that the brand is philanthropic through Jay McLachlan's local and loyal programming. Host store events to give back to organizations that are meaningful to Jay McLachlan's local communities. I also love the fact that the clothes are just so chic. They make me feel polished and modern. And the best part is that most of the line comes in fabrics that don't wrinkle. I especially love the dresses, the cashmere sweaters, the other sweaters. You'll see them all over my Instagram. I typically tag at Jay McLachlan. And so you can check it out. It is absolutely one of my favorite brands, and I am over the moon excited to be working with them. In fact, I want to share the love with all of you. Jay McLachlan is giving 20% off new customers and listeners of my podcast with special code ZIBBY20, capital ZIBBY 20. That's 20% off for new customers and listeners of the podcast with special code capital Z Zibby 20. Take advantage of it today. My favorites are this white, open, long cashmere sweater that I've been wearing on every flight that I've taken on this tour. I have a blue with light blue horizontal striped sweater, several dresses I even wore on Good Morning America. Check it out, Jay McLachlan. Thanks so much.
Hi, I'm Zibby Owens, and you're listening to the award-winning podcast, Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. If you like this podcast, you will love my new anthology called Moms Don't Have Time to Have Kids. Check it out, and you'll hear from 49 authors about all sorts of things moms don't have time to do. All the authors have been on this podcast. Also, check out my TikTok, at With Zibby and Tracy, my other podcast, Sex Talk with Zibby and Tracy. Check out Moms Don't Have Time to Write on Medium. And of course, my new publishing company called Zibby Books. And now back to our daily author interview site and a quick hello from some of my kids.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Enjoy the show. Christina Tozzi is the author of Every Cake Has a Story. Christina, well, actually she goes by Tozzi, is the award-winning chef and owner of Milk Bar. Known for baking outside the lines and turning dessert on his head, Tozzi founded Milk Bar in 2008 with treats like layer cakes with unfrosted sides, cereal milk soft serve, and compost cookies. Milk Bar is now available through 13 bakery locations throughout the country, as well as an online care package site, milkbarstore.com, and through product lines in the grocery store, including Target and Whole Foods. And for anyone in New York City, also available on Postmates. Christina is currently the host of Netflix's Bake Squad series, has been a judge on Fox's Master Chef Junior series, was the subject of an episode of the hit Netflix docuseries Chef's Table, and is the author of 4 cookbooks, Mama Fuko Milk Bar, Milk Life Bar, Recipes and Stories, Milk Bar All About Cake, and Milk Bar Kids Only. Okay, well, I was going to say welcome, Christina, but I know that everybody calls you Tozzi, so I'll just say, I don't know, welcome whoever, whatever. I'm so glad you're here.
Oh, I'm so excited to be with you today.
Okay, your children's book is one thing that we have to discuss. Every Cake Has a Story, which is amazing and adorable and awesome and inspiring, no surprise. But I also have to talk to you about your cookbooks and your life in general. And your, I mean, I'm just so, you've done so many amazing things. So it's like hard to know where to start. So let's start with the book.
Okay, deal.
Okay. So what made you write this children's book?
You know, I am a new mom of a 6-month-old. Though I wrote the book before she was born, I wrote it because when I hit pause for a moment, I thought about like what I do and what's important to me. And I think one of the things that is always a secret that I have with myself is that I do my best work when I remember the kid in me. And that's whether I'm like doing my best work at Milk Bar or doing my best work for myself as like a human in the world. I'm my most happiest when I can like sort of like protect and let that part of me out to remember that like kid is a state of mind. As you get 1 year older and 1 year older, remembering that a lot of the secrets to life, you actually already know, you learned long ago. And I'm always trying to sort of like protect that in myself and then to bring it out of myself. And I think a lot of the work that we do at Milk Bar is really about, we do it through the lens of dessert, but it's really about championing the kid in all of us, reminding us of that and inviting us into a place that makes us feel that way again. And I heard myself just say, I like to use this sort of phrase with my team over and over again, like, what's our flavor story? What's the flavor story? Like, rather than what's our point of inspiration? It's another way of saying what's our point of inspiration, but you know, what is this dessert about? What are we looking to create? What is the story we're trying to tell through these layers of flavor and texture and deliciousness? And whenever we are dreaming up a layer cake, I always say like, what is the story behind this cake? And said in a different way, every one of our cakes has a story. And the story is like where we were when we were dreaming it up and why it is what it is. We just added a cake to the menu at Milk Bar for the fall called the Apple Cider Donut Layer Cake.
Oh my God.
Probably pretty easy to figure out.
I'm going to order that right now.
Ooh, girl. And as we sort of, we need that like grounding in it, but it reminds us who we are and where we came from and what this cake, why we think the world needs this cake and what this cake should do. And I just think it's a way of life. It's an approach to life. It's an, if you can dream it, you can do it. But through the lens of this children's book, Every Cake Has a Story, it is, you know, it brings you on a little journey. You know, it's a kid's book, so it's for kids, but let's be real. Most kids that are reading this book don't know how to read yet or are learning how to read. And they're doing it with someone that's perhaps older than them that also needs to be reminded of these things. And it's about a little girl named Sammy who lives in a town called Samesville. And everything is black and white and kind of ordinary. Everyone looks the same and does the same things and eats the same thing, especially when it comes to cake. And Sammy dreams of a world that's more than that, that is like looking at life in color, and that is dreaming of cakes through the lens of what can be, not what is. I mean, you can see it as you flip through the pages, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I love how the pages literally go from black and white. And actually, when I showed this to my kids, I have 4 kids, and I showed it to like my littlest guy, and he's like, oh no, black and white. And I was like, no, but you got to see why.
He's like, boring. It's like, exactly.
Right, that's
like
the
we
point.
Need to be reminded what it feels like to live life in color and to celebrate individuality and creativity and personality. And that's what the book's all about.
I love that so much. Not to mention that it just makes me hungry, just even looking at these pictures and the pretzels and the Hershey Kisses and all the different types of people and ingredients. I mean, like calling out all the ways to make cakes amazing. It's like,
I know, cereal, strawberries, yeah. Pretzels. And then of course, Libs, at the back, there's a little bonus recipe because sometimes people need just a little invitation into the kitchen to do the work themselves.
I saw that. I was hiding that from my son because otherwise we'd have to go straight down.
Yeah,
I'll show him when we have time to go. We'll do that together. Amazing. So did you write all the words? Like, what was the process like for?
I did. You know, the funny part about it is the proposal you write to convince the book publisher to want to publish the book is actually longer than the book words itself, but in a beautiful way. I think that also like harkens back to the beauty of simplicity when you're telling a story, right? Like more is not more when it comes to words. I also, you know, the book is a picture book. So the illustrations by Emily Balsley are just so incredible as well. She does so much of the work of talking to one's imagination through visuals. so that it's as less about the words on the page and is more about the universe that you create in your head as you flip the pages yourself or with a young one or what have you. But it's a really fun process. I've already started writing another because, I mean, I've lost count now of how many different layer cakes we've made at Milk Bar that have their own stories. But I think that this approach, now that I'm a parent, probably like I have to come to reckoning with all of the like amazing parts of being a parent, but then of course, all the challenges or all the fears that you have and what your kid will, you know, go through in life. And I sort of think back to when I was a kid, what were my things? Like what stopped me from like living out loud in full? And inevitably it was like, I have braces. I feel awkward. You know, my parents got divorced or things that are, sometimes as a kid, all you want is to feel normal and sane so that you don't stick out. But I think that there's just a wonderful opportunity of books through the lens of a layer cake to tell kids different stories and different realities in a way that I hope makes every kid feel like, oh, different is good. Like same is not bad, but different can also be good. And that's a little bit of like my like secret mission through Every Cake Has a Story and through, I think, a lot of the other stories that kids need to hear and need to be reminded of, like, oh, I have glasses. What does that mean for me? And it's like, it doesn't mean anything for you. It just means that's a little bit more you, and celebrate that and embrace it. And it's easiest to do when you tell kids that they're going to learn about it through layer cake. I mean, who doesn't like dessert?
I don't know. I mean, they can just get off this podcast right now. Go listen to something else. So does the next book have a name? Like, do you already know what it is?
We're working on the title. I know what it's about. And my editor and I are working through whether it's called Every Cake Has a Story. And then it's, you know, there's a subtitle to it or how we'll name it. But for now, Sammy and Samesville as like the epic champion of the bigger, broader Every Cake Has a Story.
I love it.
Is what's out in the world for everyone to enjoy.
Yes.
Exactly. To tuck into.
I have a children's book coming out in April from Penguin.
Oh my gosh, what's it called?
It's called Princess Charming, and it's about a girl who doesn't think she has like a thing. And then she realizes that not giving up is her thing. And then there's like a twist at the end, and it takes place in a castle, and there's a movie star. Anyway, whatever. But
okay, I'm definitely getting that. That's going on the bookshelf. When does it come out?
It comes out April 19th.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Spring. But I'm
ready.
Having recently gone through this process myself and like having a different sort of conception of what it would be to write a children's book before actually writing a real one, it's been quite an interesting process, especially with what you said about the words. Like, you can't have that many words, and there aren't that many pages, and you have to tell a lot in visuals, and it's tough. It's harder than it looks.
It is. It's a magnificently challenging thing because it also forces you to remember things that as adults, maybe we forget too, right? Again, like you can say a lot without having to say a lot. And a story can be told in ways that are more simple than we think everything has to be so complex.
Yeah.
And so explained. And it doesn't have to be.
Yeah. Kids are way smarter than we give them credit for.
There you go.
They pick up on everything. They'll like get it in 2 seconds. And let's talk about Milk Bar and all the mini cookbooks, all of which I have downstairs. I'm like going to like make myself sound embarrassing, but we have actually gone to the Milk Bar place to make cakes in Brooklyn. You know, like the,
what do you call that? We've
taken cake class. We get Milk Bar cakes for every birthday. Like we're huge super fans. I think you can tell in all the things that you make, this whole sort of joie de vivre thing that you have going on, right? It's apparent. It's not just a cake. You're selling like an experience and like a state of mind, and it comes through. It's just so fun. Not that cake is ever super serious, but it's just like all these things that you make, the whole brand stands for so much more than just the cake, kind of like what you're saying. So I'm interested in how you built this brand, because that's really what it is. I mean, the whole Milk Bar brand. And, you know, I mean, you referenced earlier that people on your team, when you ran track and everything, called you Tozy, and that like everybody on your team calls you that. And so you've also built up this whole like team aspect. How did you like combine it all?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. As kids get older, some things about parenting can get easier. I mean, not many, but some. But others don't, like having conversations about money. Point is, kids won't really know how to manage their money unless they're actually in charge of it, and that is where Greenlight can help. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on their kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens build money confidence and lifelong financial literacy skills. With the Greenlight app, kids can learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely, thanks to games that teach money skills in a fun and accessible way. I got Greenlight debit cards for my kids. The greatest thing, you can actually add their photos that take up half the card. So when I handed the cards to the kids, they were like, this is so exciting. So they look great. Unfortunately, I only put the required 2 cents on at the beginning to make sure they worked. So the kids were like, well, what should I spend my 2 cents on? Anyway, millions of parents and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. It's the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids and families to navigate life together. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/Zibby. That's greenlight.com/Zibby to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/Zibby.
That's a big question.
It's such a it's such a good question. You know, like I think about it and I start laughing because I'm like, I'm not a marketing person. Like I didn't study marketing in school. I studied math. That's like the least market, that's the least brand forward approach to anything. But so I only know what I know. And what I do know is that it's surrounding yourselves with truths, right? It's surrounding yourselves with truth, surrounding yourself with truths and championing those truths. So if from a team standpoint, it was sort of, it's very simple. No one does it alone. I don't open up the shop and close up the shop. You know, I don't bake every single cookie. I used to bake a lot of the cookies. I don't do that every day. Like we do it and we do it together. So making sure that that is something that's like shared in and celebrated is really important. I think dessert is important because it makes us feel something. And the truth of that is very simple. So anything that goes on the Milk Bar menu, it's got to pass. It's got to pass through the, does this make you feel something? Not does it make you feel something like, yeah, it makes me feel like I ate a bite of sugar, or yeah, it makes me feel a little bit this. It has to make you feel something, like capital F feel something. Why do we do what we do? I mean, we don't do it. I mean, working in a kitchen is not the easiest way to earn a paycheck. And no one that works in a kitchen does it because it's like maximizing our potential in a paycheck. We do it because we love what we do, because it is a job where you can have fun and put on music and be a little silly and jump around. And so if that's a truth, then we have to make sure to not only protect it, but to celebrate it in everything that we do. So when people come and visit us at one of the bakeries in New York or DC or Boston or LA or what have you, it's an invitation into our universe. Even when you get a cookie at like the grocery store, a Milk Bar cookie, we want it to be just a little moment where you can do a little, you know what I mean? You can shake it a little bit and you can get excited. And I think really the brand part of it is as much as I can tell you is really about knowing what the truths are and doing everything you can to protect them, celebrate them and grow them. Yeah. It's that simple. It's not that hard. It of course is challenging as you go to grow because you want to build them and protect them even more, but it's also simple. What are your truths and what do you do with them?
You should have seen how excited I got at the end of a JetBlue flight when they handed out a Milk Bar cookie. I literally like grabbed my husband next to me and I was like, look, that was awesome. Are you still doing that?
We don't do it. We aren't currently doing it, but we're working on something else. But I would literally look at my husband and be like, you pick up that cookie right now. And he's like, you have enough cookies. Don't you judge me. You pick up that cookie. He's like, but you can have these cookies whenever you pick up that cookie right now. But it's those moments. It's finding people in their moments where they least expect this life in color moment, this gasp of like, oh my gosh, I'm feeling something incredible right now. And I wasn't expecting to feel this way. Those are my favorite moments in life. Like that's what it's all about. It's the same thing. It's the reason I bake at home. It's the reason you would like come to Bake Club, bake something and then drop it off at your neighbor's doorstep because you become obsessed with creating these moments for people in their life. And you get a little dose of it in your life too.
Were you like this growing up? Did you always want to make people happy like this?
Oh my gosh. My mom, I'm a total pedigree of my mom and my grandma from like a joyful person, joy giving end of things. They loved to bake, not for the art of baking, but for the connectivity that a baked good can bring you for other people in the world. Like the joy that I got you, I see you, I care about you, I'm here for you. I mean, as a kid, I would, you know, my mom would drop me off summers at my grandma's house and she'd be like, we're baking and then we're going to the nursing home or we're, you know, we're baking and then we're put them in plastic baggies. We're doing a round of the neighborhood. And it's just what I know. It's what I know.
Amazing. And how has it been doing all the TV stuff also?
You know, TV is such an interesting thing. It is a brilliant way to like, to meet people in pretty intimate moments, right? Because when we're watching TV, we think we're keeping the world out. And TV is a really like beautiful way to get to be a part of people's lives in some of their like most intimate, like barrier lowering moments. And that part's interesting. I mean, it's a challenge though, too, because there's a lot of hurry up and wait. There's so many different steps into the process. And I think in everything, like learning what to say no to is oftentimes the most important thing to make sure that what you're saying yes to are the things that are the most like meaningful and magical. We just launched a show on Netflix called Bake Squad that is about showing up for people through like the brilliant, marvelous lens of dessert when they need help celebrating something in life. And I think that for me was such a fun show to make and be a part of. Because that's what I'm here for. I think that's what my life work is meant to be. And so it's really fun to get to do that and to get to share it with people all across the country. Like we ship nationwide, right? So you can get an apple cider donut cake to your doorstep. And we have cookies and ice cream and truffle crumb cakes in the grocery stores. But the easiest way, the quickest way into someone's life sometimes is through their TV screen. Cause you know, not everyone eats dessert or has the ability to for one reason or another. It's a really fun way to bring like joy and lightness and sweetness in irregardless of someone's state. So it's really fun.
That's amazing. And how do you stay fit? Like you just had a baby.
It's a bad baby.
Yeah, I mean, all of this stuff, like it's amazing.
Oh, it's such a good question. I don't know. I try to, I'm a pretty active person in general. Like one of the reasons that I chose to become a chef, a pastry chef, was because I knew that kitchen work was physical. I like to be on the move. I have a hard time if I'm sitting all day. I like to be doing and going. So outright, I think that is one of my happy places is being out and around and doing things. Being active is like my sanity in general, but I just try and find a balance. I mean, I say that, but like, it's always a blissful imbalance, right? I'm either like behaving myself or I'm not, but I live a lot of like yin and yang. Like I'm gonna drink a green smoothie, but it's also because I know I'm going to go to the commissary and taste, you know, versions 23, 24, 25, and 26 of the cake that we're going to put on the menu for the December holiday. You know what I mean? Like you just kind of figure out what you got to do to game life to make it happen. But I also, I'm a really big, like long distance runner to the, like, why does everyone call you Tozy? I don't know. They just called me that for, you know, like as long as I've like run cross country as a teenager, I just like to be active, but I also like to be sort of like out in these beautiful, solitary thinking, creative moments. And I do my best work oftentimes when I'm on a run. So I suppose I get a fair amount of exercise in.
I like don't think I've stood up in 3 days. So I am.
For me, I can't. My husband will look at me at the end of the day and be like, I think you need to go outside, because he can see the look on my eyes. That's like, you haven't found your sanity yet today. You need fresh air and movement, and you do not need me to come with you. you need your personal space.
You know yourself so well. It's really awesome. I think that's like one of your superpowers, right? You're so self-aware. You have such a clear mission. You know what you want to do in the world, and you're just like putting it all out there.
Oh, thank you. I mean, but that's also, you know, the risk in and of itself. You just have to quiet the other voices in your head that tell you why you can't, or what you should be worried about, or what have you. I think it's the like, joy begets joy. And if you figure out what joy looks like for you, you life worth living is about taking risks and you just go for it. I mean, you can't fail if you're doing things that are inherently true for you. So I'd like, and who's measuring you anyways? You should be the only one measuring yourself. I mean, that's literally every cake has a story, full circle. Yep. You know what I mean? It's the you and you. And that's the only thing that matters to figure out and to unleash in this world.
Thank you for bringing it back to the book. Okay. Advice to aspiring authors.
Ooh, great question. I think it's very simple. I mean, it's a lot of the same themes. It's figuring out what your voice is, what you think the world needs to hear, and then being honest about it. I mean, when I opened Milk Bar, I said to myself very specifically, the world doesn't need more of the same awesome bakery. The world needs a bakery that lives in my brain, or in my team's brain, that is true and unique to us. So I think from an aspiring author standpoint, it's, you got to have grit. You're going to have plenty of challenges before you find successes. So keep going at it wherever you are in your young author space, and then find your voice and make sure it's your voice and it's unique to you. And if that's true, the world needs to hear it. So just keep pushing.
So let's say there's
Find your way.
Let's say there's a listener who's totally motivated by what you're saying and wants to be like a part of the Milk Bar universe and get more involved or whatever, and it's just like drinking this Kool-Aid and wants to like follow you everywhere. What should they do? Like, how can they get more invested in your success and empire and all the rest?
You know, I think doing your homework, doing your research is really important. Milk Bar lives in so many different lenses of the world now, where I think understanding what you like about what we do and what's meaningful to you. And if you want to get in touch with us at milkbarstore.com. Like, we're always looking for big, brilliant individual personalities that have a point of view, that want to be a part of our team and call me Tozy and call everyone else teammate, you know. But also, if it's about creating your own Milk Bar, then create your own Milk Bar. And make sure that it's yours and is brilliant and individualistic to you. And there is no right way to do it. Every way is right way, as long as it's true to you. I think the wrong way is it's not true to you, and you're trying to create something that somebody else already has or is doing, or making something right because you think that's what right looks like. I think that's the difference between the two.
Okay. Last question, in honor of every cake has a story. What is your go-to flavor of cake? Like, what's your favorite cake? You have to pick. You can't say you love them all.
Yeah. Well, I can't even touch the cakes in the Milk Bar universe with that question, because they each have a story. So they each pull on a, you know, tug on a heartstring. But Brass Tacks, like, if we're just talking about, it's my birthday.
Yeah.
Cake is showing up. What's that cake? Yep. I mean, hilariously enough, it is the Funfetti box cake mix from like the grocery store aisle, with a tub of vanilla Funfetti frosting, which is the flavor story of the classic Milk Bar birthday cake. But that's the cake that I want once a year on my birthday. It makes me feel like Sammy, like that kid that I'm always trying to show up for and protect and pull out in my day. I want it once a year. It's super special. And then all the other days, 364 days of the year, I'm trying to figure out what the next layer cake story is at Milk Bar with the team, and create it and bring it into your life.
Love it. Amazing. All right, Christina, Tozy, whoever, thank you so much. Thank you for coming on. Good luck with your baby. Enjoy.
And
very, very excited about your book. So every cake has a story. Thank you.
Bye, Liz.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Zibby Owens and at Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. Also sign up for my newsletter at ZibbyOwens.com and sign up for my virtual book club and meet lots of authors on Zoom every other week. Thanks so much to Steve and Ryan at Texture Sound for the sound editing. And thank you to Morning Moon Productions for providing this fantastic intro and outro music.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.